Did you know that India is called the thalassemia capital of the world? Over 40 million people in our country are carriers of this disease. To be a carrier means to have the ability to pass the genes of this disease to your children. This is Dr. Sachin Jadhav, and you're listening to the latest episode of Know It to Beat It by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. Today we will be talking about one of the common hematological or blood disorder, that is thalassemia. What is this disease? What are the treatment options? And how to choose these treatment options? Do listen till the end and don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Without further delay, let's dive into today's topic, blood transfusion or stem cell transplant. What should a thalassemia patient go for? You may have already heard of this disease called thalassemia. You may be knowing that there are some children who are born with this problem. Their body cannot produce blood. Their hemoglobin stays low. And to grow normally, they need regular blood transfusions. You can imagine, regular blood transfusions can cause problems. Low hemoglobin can make the child weak. Growth becomes a problem. Education is an even bigger problem. These children, they need lifelong blood transfusions, especially when they have a severe form of the disease called thalassemia major. And blood transfusions are essential. They improve the life. But you can imagine, transfusions lead to increasing iron in the body. This increased iron settles in different organs of the body. The heart, liver, pancreas starts getting damaged. Liver fails, heart becomes weak, and pancreatic damage leads to diabetes. So to prevent these problems, which happen because of repeated blood transfusions and increasing iron in the body, patients have to take some medicines. These medicines are called iron chelators. They reduce the iron in the body. They delay or prevent the damage to different parts of the body. However, do these work 100% of the time? Not really. Majority of the patients continue to have a bad quality of life. Imagine going out of school, going out of college every 2 to 4 weeks trying to get blood transfusion. Imagine your parent having to lose work and going with his child to the hospital for repeated blood transfusion. And imagine the tablets that the child has to take to decrease the iron in the body. And then majority of the patients actually continue to have iron overload and do not survive beyond 20 to 30 years of age. So how do we prevent this? How do we cure a child who has thalassemia? There is one approach, and it is called a stem cell transplantation. If we have another donor who does not have thalassemia and has the same HLA type as the patient, and if this patient receives normal stem cells from such an HLA typed donor, then thalassemia can be cured in the majority of patients. Today, more than 80% of children can be cured of thalassemia with a stem cell transplantation. But what about the expense? How expensive is this treatment? Trust me, it is not more expensive than just giving blood transfusion and iron chelators. And then, with a bone marrow transplant, you can actually cure the majority of patients. So why is it that this treatment is not preferred by many parents? Is it because they do not truly understand the success rate today? Is it because they believe that it is expensive? Well, money can be raised, treatment can be done, and children can be cured. So remember that although stem cell transplantation is something that is not an option for everybody, it is certainly the best option for patients who have a donor and who would like a permanent cure from their disease. So that was about thalassemia and the treatment options which are available for it. For successful management of thalassemia, it is important that you choose the right option. Do share this information with people you know. And please subscribe to our channel, Know It to Beat It. Keep learning, keep sharing. With that, this is Dr. Sachin Jadhav signing off. Thank you.
Adding life to years.